This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
One of the arguments for the Affordable Care Act was that the law would reduce our dependency on emergency rooms, and it would do that by giving more people access to preventative care. Well, it's been a few months now since Americans signed up for insurance through Obamacare. So are emergency rooms seeing a slowdown? Not so much. From WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio, here's Lewis Wallace.
On the street in downtown Dayton, Rebecca Jacobson says before Obamacare,
I didn't have health care. I didn't have anything.
She's racked up thousands in medical bills. Now she's on Medicaid. Ohio's one of the 27 states that expanded that program with federal funds. She was in the emergency room just last month, admittedly not for the most serious problem.
I thought I had lice, and I didn't.
The symptoms?
My head was itching, and they just said I have dandruff.
An ER visit for dandruff. This is just the kind of situation some people will point to and say that's burdening the whole system. Jacobson says she would have gone to a regular doctor to see if she had lice, but it was the middle of the night, and the ER trip didn't cost her anything. Up the road at Miami Valley Hospital, Dr. Darren Pangalangan, who heads emergency services, says he thinks people should be able to use the ER when they need to or think they need to.
You cannot go to your family doctor at midnight. They're not open at midnight.
The big Obamacare question, though, is this. Will people actually depend on ERs less for basic care once they're insured, driving costs down for everyone? Or will more people, like Rebecca Jacobson, go to the ER because, well, now they can?
The cost of going to the emergency department might be a major deterrent for the uninsured.
Catherine Baker is a Harvard health economist who worked on a study of new Medicaid recipients in Oregon. She found that people who got on Medicaid then went to the ER more.
And once they have access to insurance, they can go to the emergency department without being concerned about being presented with an enormous bill at the end.
Howard Mell with the American College of Emergency Physicians says many of his members are seeing more traffic for sure, though ER visits were already on the rise.
Most emergency departments have actually seen an increase in the amount of people coming through the door. It's not a huge increase, but it's certainly noticeable.
But another study in Massachusetts found expanding to near universal health coverage led to less people using emergency rooms in cases where it wasn't really an emergency. So overall, the jury is still out. Some 13 million people are just now settling into having health insurance, either through Medicaid or the ACA exchanges. It's not clear yet how all those people might use the ER differently. And it's not like most people are in a huge rush to go to an emergency room. Take Roberta Gillum, who I meet on her way to the bus in Dayton. She says she recently got Medicaid and she's been taking advantage of it by getting preventive care, not by going to the ER.
I've had my pap smear, I had my mammograms, had my dentures, my x-rays, and getting ready to get me a partial. It's been a blessing.
It's the safety net she's grateful for.
When anybody can get insurance, you know they're happy to have insurance, especially the ones that can't afford insurance.
And emergency care is really just one small piece of the puzzle. More people getting coverage is likely to mean more use of all kinds of health services. The basic economic principle is when something becomes cheaper for people, they use more of it. In Dayton, Ohio, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.